Why do you teach that gluttony is bulimia? And the short answer is, because it is. Let's define our terms. Most people get bulimia and gluttony wrong. First of all, people say that bulimia is the act of gorging and then purging. But that's not actually true. By the definitions given to us by the clinical psychologists in such people, bulimia is basically the abuse of your body. It can be gorging and vomiting, or gorging and using laxatives, or gorging and going and excessively exercising, or it could be just eating a candy bar and then purging one way or another. And not all bulimics constantly purge. Some bulimics will only purge once in a while. The bottom line is what the meaning of bulimia really is, historically speaking. It's a Greek term that means eating voraciously. And gluttony also means eating voraciously. Medical scientists, psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists, behavioral scientists, they all have one thing in common, and that is they don't like the Bible. And they don't like the word glutton, or gluttony, or gluttonous, because it's a Bible word, and it's a sin. And so they wanted to get rid of the Bible word, and they wanted to get rid of the idea of sin, so they began calling the condition called gluttony by the term bulimia. It's comparable to the word dinosaur. The evolutionary geologists and archaeologists did not like the idea of calling these big reptilian skeletons that were being put together in museums and everything by the term dragon. That's the Bible word. And so they decided they wanted something different. And in the 19th century, Sir Richard Owens uses the two terms for the phrase terrible lizard, dinosaurus, and comes up with the word dinosaur to replace the Bible word. That's all there is to it. The word bulimia is a modern use of an ancient Greek term in order to get rid of the Bible term. That's all there is to it. And those who pretend that gluttony is just overeating or being fat are just lying to people. They're bearing false witness against the Word of God, and they're teaching falsely. The Bible demonstrates what gluttony is, and that it is the same thing as bulimia. In the four verses where the word glutton or gluttonous appear, the comparison is made to being a drunkard or a wine bibber. And contrary to a lot of the teetotal fundamentalists out there who teach falsely on that, you're not a drunkard for having a glass of wine or a beer. You're not a drunkard for getting drunk. It's a drunkard is someone who lives in that condition of getting drunk. It's not just a one-time thing or something that's happened a handful of times in someone's life. Being a drunkard is someone who stays drunk as much as they possibly can. And the same thing's true about a wine bibber. And that is the comparison made to the glutton. Only in one case it's alcohol, in the other case it's food. And in both situations, this is why psychologists, psychotherapists, and those folks get involved in these cases of gluttony or bulimia, is because it affects their mind. People start to lose their mental faculties. They become impaired. They can't live. They can't get through life. And they physically can't do the normal things that a typical person needs to do every day. That's true about the drunkard, wine bibber. That's true about the bulimic or the glutton. In Deuteronomy 21:20, it says, "And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." It's not just because the boy had an extra side of lamb. This is an extreme case of abuse, both with alcohol and food. And what's the context? In Deuteronomy 21:20 we just read, they're about to execute the kid. They're about to kill him. Now, don't tell me they're going to kill a kid because he's He overeats. Just in a typical American fashion of having too many French fries in his Happy Meal. That's not what a glutton is. The next verse says, "And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear." And there's not one case of someone being stoned to death because they had an extra scoop of ice cream that they shouldn't have had, or an extra side of pie, or whatever. And the Bible itself has an inbuilt dictionary. There's no reason to even have this debate that some people want to have with me. Every time I've mentioned this, I get emails, and they'll copy and paste things they found on lexicons and places like that. Listen, folks, I don't care what your fallible lexicons say. I don't care what your fallible dictionaries say. I haven't even bothered to look up all of the dictionary uses of the word and everything, because I don't care. My Bible has an inbuilt dictionary, and the Hebrew word, zalel, is translated in Proverbs 23:20, and that's the same word translated in Deuteronomy 21:20, and it gives you the definition. In Deuteronomy 21:20, we're told that that word zalel is glutton. In Proverbs 23:20, that same word is translated, quote, riotous eaters of flesh, end quote. So the Bible definition is exactly what a bulimic is. A bulimic is eating to the point of being sick and doing damage to their bodies. Now, again, the clinical use of the word, they kind of stretch it to have anybody who purges or gorges, pretty much. And so that may go a little bit further than the word glutton itself would. But that's, you're always going to get that when you get psychobabble involved. But generally speaking, a glutton is a bulimic. And that's what the Bible itself tells us. What the counterpoint is that it's just overeating or being fat, and it's not. The Bible itself doesn't mention just overeating, having extra food or an extra side of, you know, potatoes with your meal that you shouldn't have had. And it gives you the definition of being riotous eaters of flesh, not being fat. And there are people who are gluttons who are skinny. There are people who are bulimic who are skinny. So the drunkard is someone who drinks too much, according to some of these people. So that means that the bulimic is someone who eats too much. And that's just not true. A drunkard isn't just someone who's had one too many once in a while or something like that. A drunkard is someone who is in a condition of staying drunk as much as they possibly can. That's a drunkard. And because people, it's much easier. If you preach that just getting having a glass of wine makes you a drunkard, then you fill up your altars and your numbers go up. Isn't that convenient? If you preach that if you just overeat, you're a glutton, then you got all the fat people coming down, you know, because you preach that it's, if you're overweight, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but you're a glutton and you need to get right with God. And if you have too many French fries with your Happy Meal, you need to get down here to this altar and get right with God. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the numbers with most of these people who preach this stuff. The Bible definition is much different. And by the way, I'm not telling anybody to social drink, but I'm not going to lie. And if you want to lie to people, you go right ahead, but don't send me the emails and posts saying I should start lying to people. I'm not. I'm going to tell them the truth. The glutton is the same as what we call bulimia, someone who gorges and abuses themselves with food. That's what a glutton is. That's what a bulimic is. Proverbs 23:21 says, "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." Overeating or being fat will not cause that. Just overeating and being overweight in and of itself is not going to cause you to come to poverty. Not going to cause you to come to the point where you're wearing rags and standing on the street with a cardboard sign. But bulimia will. Bulimia will destroy your life. And, of course, drunkenness will as well. Drunkenness and being a drunkard will bring you to poverty. And it puts, just as drunks reach a point of it being a disability, And that's why our Social Security system's going broke by putting everybody who's addicted to drugs and alcohol on Social Security disability. Same thing's happening with bulimia, too, because it disables the person. They can't live and function normally, and so then they get put on Social Security disability. But a drunkard is one who is throwing his life away for booze, and the psychobabble term is alcoholic. They call it a disease. And you get mad at me all you want. The Bible never talks about alcoholics or diseases. It talks about drunkards and sin. And the same things happen with gluttony. They've tried to take away gluttony and make it a disease and not a sin and use the word bulimia. But a glutton is one who's throwing away his life and his health for food. And the psychobabble term is bulimia. I want to repeat that gluttony isn't just a single act of overeating, but it's a condition of physical abuse of your own body. And that is gluttony, and that's today called bulimia. The other scriptures, by the way, are Matthew 11:19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children." They weren't just saying that Jesus had one too many matzahs. And Luke 7:34 says, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners.'" So those are the other verses that use this term. And as we said, the Bible itself gives the definition in Proverbs 23:20. Riotous eaters of flesh. Not just someone who, not the act of overeating, but a condition. And it's not being fat and having a little extra blubber on you. It is abusing your body to the point of becoming a disability. The Bible never uses the word gluttony to simply mean overeating, not once. It's always associated with being a drunkard or a winebibber. It's not just having one too many. And even getting drunk, as I said a moment ago, those of you out there preaching saying Noah was a drunkard, you're bearing false witness, and that's a lie. Noah got drunk, Genesis 9:21. That's the only case we see of him getting drunk, and he was never called a drunkard by God. And in the same way, we should never use the term drunkard for someone who has gotten drunk, but God's forgiven him and he's moving on. We should not use the term glutton for someone who just overeats occasionally or is fat. That's not the correct use of the word. The King James translators, when they gave us this translation, they used the word that they knew would give to honest readers, would give the right understanding that a glutton is someone who is a riotous eater of flesh. They wanted you and I to understand that this is an appetite that is voracious. And that is what a bulimic is today. And we will continue to explain that to folks when the subject comes up.